Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 22nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft's Mojang Studios published a blog post saying the integrations of NFTs with Minecraft are generally not something we will support or allow. The post said that NFTs are characterized by digital ownership based on scarcity and exclusion, which does not align with Minecraft values of creative inclusion and playing together. Federal Communications Commission Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel sent a letter of inquiry to the top 15 mobile providers in the U.S., asking them to explain how they use geolocation data gathered from customers. Carriers have until August 3rd to reply with policies around location data, how long it's retained, what safeguards each has in place around it, and how the data is shared with third parties. Over the coming weeks, Instagram will roll out a change that will share new video posts shorter than 15 minutes as Reels. The change will not impact previously posted videos. The platform will also combine the Videos and Reels tabs on a user's profile. It wasn't a great day in social networks earnings. In Q2, Twitter reported it lost 8 cents per share on revenue down 1% of the year to $1.18 billion, both missing analyst estimates. Monetizable daily active users grew 3.8% on the quarter and 15.4% on the year, but came in just below analyst estimates. Twitter blamed the revenue drop on the broader challenging macroeconomic environment, as well as uncertainty related to the pending acquisition of Twitter by an affiliate of Elon Musk. Twitter said cost incurred around the acquisition amounted to $33 million in Q2. Also in Q2, Snap lost 2 cents per share on revenue up 13% in the year to $1.11 billion, both missing analyst estimates. Daily active users grew 4.5% in the quarter to 347 million, beating analyst estimates. The company said it will substantially slow our rate of hiring as well as the rate of operating expense growth, saying the quarter proved more challenging than we expected. 12 months after Framework debuted its modular laptop, it's sending out its first round of update kits. Engadget describes pulling out the mainboard CPU and I/O while keeping the existing RAM, SSD, Wi-Fi card, battery, audio gear, screen, and pretty much everything else in place. Engadget said all you needed was the included Torx T5 screwdriver and to follow color-coded or labeled parts and QR codes with links to videos if you need them. The new mainboard ranges from $499 to $1,079 for 12th-gen Intel chips. Framework also released a new 2.5 gigabit Ethernet expansion card. AMD released a YouTube video on its channel revealing a new AMD noise suppression feature arriving in an upcoming GPU driver. AMD removed the video soon after publishing, however. This appears to be similar to NVIDIA's RTX voice feature, which uses AI to remove background noise from recorded audio. It's unclear what Radeon GPUs would support the feature. Microsoft confirmed it will start blocking Visual Basic application macros and Office apps by default as of July 27th. The company began rolling out this block by default at the start of June, but halted the rollout, citing user feedback. Twitch announced new moderation tools letting channels swap user ban lists. The swap is bi-directional, so requesting a channel's list will also share your list. Channels can swap lists with up to 30 other channels. Users on ban lists are restricted in chat by default. Samsung announced its second-generation smart SSD device, which includes an AMD Xilinx Versal FPGA onboard to offload processing of frequently accessed data. These are designed for high-performance computing environments where the flow of data between different elements on the compute path can be a bottleneck. Samsung says the drives can reduce computational times 50%, offer 70% lower power consumption, and reduce CPU utilization up to 97% compared to using standard SSDs. Microsoft rolled out a modified version of the taskbar to Windows 11 Insider dev builds, which introduces an ellipsis icon when more apps are open than can fit in the taskbar. Clicking on the ellipsis shows the remaining open apps, which can be interacted with as if they were just taskbar apps. It's unclear if this feature will make it into a production release. Google opened up pre-orders for its Pixel Buds Pro, shipping next week. Ahead of the launch, Google says it's already rolled out audio switching technology built on top of FastPair to use contextual information to switch the audio source for the Buds based on user actions. Google also said this audio switching will roll out to select Sony and JBL headphones in the coming weeks. And finally, last week, Google rolled out a new data safety section in Play Store app listings. This included developer-reported details on how apps gather information, but removed the previously available automatically generated permission section. The Android developer Twitter account announced that the permission section would be reinstated on the Play Store in the near future, which will sit side by side with the new data safety section. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.